Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Good morning. I'm Anna Sale in for Brian Lehr. The city's campaign finance board voted yesterday to deny public matching funds to John Liu's mayoral campaign. That means a loss of up to $3.5 million for his campaign war chest, a hit that a lawyer for Liu likened to a death penalty for his mayoral run. But Comptroller John Liu has vowed to keep on running. The vote at the board came 3 months after Liu's former campaign treasurer and a fundraiser were convicted in a federal fraud trial related to his campaign fundraising. WNYC's Bridget Bergen has been following all of this throughout the Liu campaign, and she joins us now. Good morning, Bridget.
Good morning.
And listeners, we want to hear your reactions to the campaign finance board's vote, particularly from supporters of John Liu, people who were planning on voting for him. Are you still planning on voting for John Liu? Are you looking at other candidates? The phone number 212-433-9692, 212-433-WNYC. Are you happy to see John Liu vow to keep fighting on? Or at this point, do you wish Liu would drop out and urge his supporters to consolidate around another candidate? Give us a call, 212-433-9692, 212-433-WNYC. So, Bridget, let's talk first about the board's vote yesterday. Comptroller John Liu has consistently maintained that the federal investigation into his campaign financing was never connected to him, never found that he was involved in any wrongdoing. But that's not actually what the board was looking at. Here's the board chairman, Father Joseph Parks, describing the board's decision.
Under the Act and board rules, the actions of a campaign's treasurer or other agents are legally indistinguishable from the campaign. In order for the board to approve a public funds payment to any campaign, the campaign must maintain accurate records that are sufficient to demonstrate compliance with the Act and board rules.
And the board unanimously voted that the Liu campaign had not done that. What did they say?
You know, I think one of the most important points that the board kept stressing throughout the morning was the candidate is ultimately responsible for the conduct of its campaign. So even though a lot of the examples and the evidence cited by the board members is the reasons why they voted against the matching funds were related to conduct by campaign staffers, ultimately, it's John Liu who's responsible for the conduct of the John Liu campaign. And so they kept coming back to that point. And in their own, in the vote, they talked about both the evidence that was uncovered during the federal fraud trial, as well as an independent investigation that the board itself had conducted. And they cited the conduct of specific staff members that stayed in, you know, important positions within the Liu campaign even after this investigation was underway.
And what did the board say that the Liu campaign did? What's the criteria that they pointed to and said, this makes you ineligible for the 6-to-1 match for small donations from New Yorkers?
I mean, simply put, they talked about straw donors. So they talked about donations that were in the records for the Liu campaign's fundraising that, you know, could have, that appeared to be, you know, masking money that was coming from somewhere else. There were 35 examples of straw donors that were uncovered during the federal fraud trial, but the report that was conducted, and the board actually had hired a separate firm, Thatcher Associates, they put together this 105-page report, went out and interviewed people who donated to the campaign. And again, they found what they described as this pattern of straw donors in the campaign.
And describe how the campaign finance system works in New York City. What's the why would somebody be enticed to have a straw donor?
Well, you're enticed to participate in this program because it's a 6-to-1 match for all donations of up to $175. So there's a huge incentive to participate because it bolsters your campaign war chest 6-to-1 for these small dollar donations. And so in this, you know, for the straw donors, you get to essentially potentially get a large amount of money from, you know, an outside party that then you break up into small donations and then make that much more money through the matching program.
So you find one donor who says, I'm going to give you a big chunk of money, and then on the campaign finance filings it says, actually, it was a slew of small donors.
Exactly.
And then you get more matching funds, taxpayer dollars. The vote yesterday, the board vote, were you able to watch them deliberate?
So this was a point of contention among many of the Liu supporters. The board held their sort of the business of the meeting, and then when they were going to actually make the decisions about how much money different campaigns were getting, including the Lou campaign, they went into executive session, you know, code for private meeting.
Closed door.
You're not allowed to watch, neither the press nor the supporters. And then they emerged from that about half an hour later and read this long list of all the candidates from all the offices that are eligible for public matching funds. And, you know, very noticeably absent from that list was the John Liu campaign.
So they come out with this list of who gets fundraising dollars, who gets the match. John Liu's not on the list.
And then Father Parks, as we heard just a moment ago, reads this long prepared statement, which made many people in the room sort of ask the question, when did you make this decision? Did this vote actually happen right now? Or, you know, had the board come into the meeting already prepared to deny the campaign the matching funds? Now, just to be clear, the staff of the campaign finance board had already notified the Liu campaign back in May that they were recommending against matching funds for the campaign. But it wasn't until just yesterday that they actually got the official word from the board. The five board members made their vote.
And one more question about the board's deliberation. You mentioned that they did their own investigation. So you sat in on that long federal fraud trial. You saw many of the witnesses on the stand. Did the board find things that the federal investigators did not? Did they point to other details that you hadn't heard before?
The report on the investigation talked more specifically about the conduct of three campaign staffers, Mei Waru, who testified at the trial, Sharon Lee, and Chun Sito. An attorney for the Liu campaign has, you know, wrote a rebuttal to that report and very much defended the actions of those staffers. The concern was around the role they played in the fundraising of the campaign and the role that they were playing within the campaign itself. Ultimately, you know, it goes back to the board said the conduct of these staffers, you know, is something the candidate's responsible for and was one of the rationales for voting against the matching funds.
We are taking your calls, particularly if you were leaning towards John Liu in the mayor's race. We want to hear from you and how you're digesting this news. The phone number is 212-433-9692, 212-433-WNYC. I'm speaking with Bridget Bergen from WNYC. Before we go to calls, I want to play a piece of tape of John Liu responding to this news. He was not at the board meeting, but held an afternoon press conference after the news came out. He's been running for mayor under the cloud of this scandal all along, and he vowed yesterday to keep on running.
Though we may not have the millions of dollars that the campaign finance board has chosen to withhold from our campaign and from our donors, the strength of this campaign has never been in the money. The strength of this campaign has always been in the people, our volunteers, our donors.
So you hear cheers of supporters behind him there. As I mentioned earlier, his campaign lawyer earlier in the day had said it would be a death penalty for John Liu's run for mayor. That doesn't sound like John Liu himself is accepting that diagnosis.
The line that Liu used yesterday that I thought was just, he used it many times, but he said the campaign has had body blow after body blow after body blow. And so this sort of idea of being a campaign under siege is something that I think he's almost embraced at this point. And, you know, he's running very much on this change platform. And he's trying to speak to voters who are frustrated with what they perceive to be the status quo in the city. So he was there with, you know, the union heads from CWA 1180, DC 37, and a lot of folks who talked about wanting to take the city back, change it back from Bloomberg. Arthur Chilotis from CWA 1180 talked about taking it back from Bloomberg and Quinberg. So it was the first time I had heard that. But, you know, he's continuing to run a campaign that's supposed to appeal to people who feel like they've been left out of the system. And I think he will continue to do that. How successful it will be something we'll certainly be watching.
How many people were there? Did it feel like a crowd of supporters were there to stand behind him?
I would say there were probably about 75, maybe 100 people. It was certainly organized. What was interesting is that it came hours later, hours after the decision from the CFB had come down. So, you know, we had the decision from the CFB around 11 o'clock in the morning. This was at 4 p.m., so it was pretty well organized. He certainly wasn't speaking off the cuff. He had some remarks that were prepared, and he's persuasive. When you see John Liu in front of a crowd, you know, he's a very compelling, very charismatic speaker, and he brought that charisma to his remarks last night, and certainly didn't show any sign that he's stepping back.
We're taking your calls, particularly from Liu's supporters or supporters of Liu until yesterday. If you've changed your mind, give us a call, 212-433-9692, 212-433-WNYC. Mazan in the West Village, is that how you say your name?
Yes, that's
yes.
Right.
Tell me, what do you think about the campaign finance board denying matching funds for John Liu?
I'm very disappointed in them, and I think it's, of course, an economic weapon, but it's being used politically against the candidate. I've always been happy when John Liu said he was entering, and I think a lot of other people are, because of the economic strain that we are all under. Many of his supporters cannot make the kinds of contributions that we would normally be able to make. I mean, I'm just very disappointed, and I think Liu, as a, he's I've heard him speak and I've seen him speak in Harlem, and he's a very humble guy, and I'm just very happy that he has the ability to really stand up and say he's still in it as well.
Well, let me ask you, Mizan. I mean, the Campaign Finance Board is charged with safeguarding taxpayer funds. I mean, this is
yes,
public money,
yes.
And they look at the Liu campaign and say, people who were on staff of the campaign while these nefarious activities were going on remain on staff. I mean, does that give you pause? Do you feel in some ways that maybe the board's...
Yeah, but you see, because money is involved and it's political, I really believe that he should remain. I'm happy he's saying he will remain. Whatever decision he takes, he will take. But I'm saying that... when someone is accused, and many people, as you know, who are running for mayor, are accused of different things, and the way that blame is set, you say that you are responsible. I mean, it's very interesting. It's an economic thing that's being used against Liu.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it. Ming in Queens, what do you make of this news?
I wouldn't necessarily describe myself as a Liu supporter, but as an Asian American living in New York City, I just wonder if there's any factors of racism institutionally or any of the anti-Asian sentiment that still remains in the city factor into the race.
Tell me what you sort of see when you say that. What do you suspect that
an argument I hear from a lot of the Liu supporters is that the practice of straw donor is common among different candidates, but Liu is sort of picked on for this practice.
All right.
And because he's an Asian.
So you feel like he may be unfairly targeted. Bridget, is that something you heard from other Liu supporters?
I mean, 2 points that the callers raised that were interesting. To the first caller, one of the complaints and one of the rallying cries we heard yesterday was from folks who said that this decision was not just hurting the Liu campaign, but also hurting people who were trying to participate in this process potentially for the first time with small dollar donations. And that, you know, the fact that their money was not going to be matched meant that their money wasn't going as far. And so that was one of the complaints from Liu supporters. The other complaint to the second caller, which was raised by Liu's attorney, was, you know, they contend that what are called the contribution cards, these slips that campaigns have to fill out when they're collecting money, were not, there was not a Chinese language version of these cards when the campaign started fundraising. The CFP disputes that. They say that they had a Chinese language version of that card, but it's certainly a point of contention between the campaign and the CFP. And it goes to the bigger question of, you know, if you are coming to this process and, you know, you're not a native, you know, English isn't necessarily your first language, what are the obstacles that you're facing to participate? And what does the system do to make it easier or harder to do that?
I want to. There are also some mentions of other candidates having running under a cloud of controversy, and the board voted to give matching funds to Anthony Weiner, who we know is under this cloud of acknowledging his post-resignation sexting just a few weeks ago. Also, Vito Lopez, who had to resign his assembly seat in Albany after a report showed that he had sexually harassed women repeatedly who worked for him. The taxpayer funds are going to those campaigns. Is that something that the board considers when they look at who they give matching funds to?
What the board is looking at is very much about, you know, being in compliance with the Campaign Finance Act. And so it has to do with record keeping and the role that, you know, staff members are playing in your campaign. It's not necessarily judging the credibility of a candidate or the ethics of a candidate. As you said, Vito Lopez walked away with $87,780 in matching funds, and his rival, Antonio Reynoso, got the same amount. But the scandal did not play into their evaluation of those decisions.
We're continuing to get calls. Mohammed in Brooklyn, what do you think about the decision to deny John Liu matching funds?
Yeah, I just heard the press conference, and John Liu clearly said it's not about money, it's about the people. I totally agree. I'm an Asian immigrant, and I support him. I believe that still he's supposed to be run. I feel that he is much more better than any candidate because of the money spending for the city. He's pretty is watching, overlooking Bloomberg's how he is spending money. This is the public money. He's very concerned about the public money. So I believe that he will be the best choice for the mayor, and I believe that everybody is supposed to be voted for him. There is the New York City for immigrant, and we love to see him.
And Mohammed, just a question. I mean, as an immigrant voter, is this the first time you've been really excited about a candidate, or is John Liu just your pick this year?
No, I did before vote. I voted before. I believe I saw his speech. I see he's a pro-labor. I see he's a public money, very good to see how the money is spending. Just very recently, when the Bloomberg was, there is a money spending over some housing.
So you like his record as comptroller as well. Thanks so much for your call. Bridget, the other mayoral candidates were raising money up through yesterday, right? There was another campaign financing deadline.
That's right.
We're going to see new reports by the end of the week about what the latest fundraising has been. What should we look at in John Liu's filings? I mean, what kind of rules does he have to adhere to now that he's not getting these matching funds?
Well, it's interesting. He has to adhere to the same rules. Once you opt into the program, there is no opting out. And so he will, you know, have the same spending limits leading up to primary day is the other mayoral candidates.
So I want to be clear. Even if you're not getting matching funds, he still has to. He has, in fact, opted into the program, even though he's not seeing the benefits.
That's right. You know, his lawyer made that point several times yesterday. And, you know, it's important for us to say, you know, they expect to appeal the decision that the CFB made yesterday. But that whole appeal process starts with appealing to the board itself, then to the Supreme Court, then potentially to the appeals court. All in all, this it can drag on until potentially the beginning of September. So even if they were to get money, say that the court decided that the decision the CFB made was wrong, the amount of time that they would have left, they wouldn't be able to spend the money if they even got it. So they're in a much more difficult position than the other campaigns.
One final question. The Campaign Finance Board also runs the official debates. Will John Liu be participating in those if he was denied public matching funds by the CFB?
He's still opted into the program. So, you know, the expectation is he will still be part of that process.
Okay. Bridget Bergen, WNYC's politics reporter, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Coming up, we'll talk to Kelly McEvers about reporting in Syria. I'm Anna Sale, in for Brian Lehrer.